Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Martha D. Staub, owner of MDMC Entertainment with Lewis.
What's up, guys?
Yo, I just remember we don't have our names under us. Does it show it?
Oh, yeah. I see it, but it doesn't show it. But okay. That's weird.
That is weird. I don't know. StreamYard had a couple of updates. I'm not fully versed on it just yet, but
yeah,
is what it is.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, they already know us.
Yeah, they already know. I mean, it's been like 3 years. You guys should freaking know us who we are already.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. How's New York?
It's nice, but today's raining today, but it's getting nice now. That spring weather's coming in.
Y'all didn't have any snow. I think that's amazing. That's like unheard of.
Well, we had a dusting of snow. That's mostly it.
No, but usually you guys get dunked.
Yeah, we get inches, but this year
we got it on the California side.
Yeah, we definitely sent it your way. It was like, all right, it's West Coast side to get the snow.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I think like people I know were like, we're not prepared for something like that. It was nuts. So
yeah, no. Besides you from like Cali and everything, like I've gotten people like, oh my god, snow, and I'm like, you guys are so weird. Like you never seen snow before, and they're like, we really don't. But like when it does, it's like so weird.
It's unheard of, and like I think the only time I ever saw when I lived on the East Coast, when I lived in Jacksonville, where was I? Georgia. Yeah, Jacksonville, North Carolina. I thought Florida, but in North Carolina, there was a time where it did snow, and then we were right on the coast, so you could see the sand and the snow. It was really weird. Like, I've never seen that before. And so, yeah, when Cali sees it, it's like, what? This is not heard of. So it's different, but, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Lewis decided to come on and do this video with me because we were talking about this. Over the weekend, I was at WrestleCon. And, you know, I was hanging out with wrestlers and doing all the thing, you know, it was a lot of fun. And I got a message from one of my friends that were like, hey, you should buy your blue check mark. And I'm like, yeah, we can do that now. That's cool. And then yesterday, and it was funny because I sent this meme out. This is what encouraged all of us to kind of get on here and record today.
Yeah.
But the fact that my friend that had told me that, I said, hey, check this out. And the reason I saw it was because a Power Ranger that we know posted it. But Instagram sold 44 million blue check marks in one day. So at $15 a check, that's 660 million that they made just because y'all want to be somebody you're not. Now, okay, I agree with the factual part of, okay, Instagram did, you know, made mad money, but the because you're somebody you're not part kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Cause I'm like, I was literally considering it. I was like, you know, one of the things that's really difficult, and I'm really upset with Instagram. I'm actually upset with social media in general on a personal level, because I spend all this time creating all of this content. Mm-hmm. And that's just on the personal page, also on the business pages. And we create all this content. We work so hard. And like all you people look at it and don't interact with it. Like I really had like a deep conversation with somebody the other day. Like, is it me? Am I not likable? Do people not like my content? Like, what is it? And I think I was telling somebody at WrestleCon, I was like, man, I'm just going to have to get naked at this point if I, you know, can't even get people to like my shit.
Yeah.
And so when you're facing this uphill battle of being known and you're putting your shit out there, and then you get the opportunity to pay $15 a month for a check mark, like, it's enticing. I'm not going to lie. Even as a social media manager for big companies that have been, you know, even one of our friends who is a celebrity who has a really big following that cannot get the blue check mark. I've tried and tried and tried.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So yeah, I thought about it. No.
Well, if it's for your business page, like, okay, maybe, because like, I guess you can write that off, but like, I feel like personal page wise, no, because like I've gotten it. I got the alert on my personal page. And I was like, huh. And then I looked and I was like, 15 a month. I was like, no way. I was like, I'm like, I'm not that big of a person. I'm not on TV. I'm not writing books. I'm not somebody big to be like, oh, I need to verify myself and be a blue check mark, you know? Mm-hmm. Is it cool? Sure. Like, I'm verified. Like, I am who I am. But like, yeah. But I don't need it. I feel like it's a waste of money. One. Oh, look, our names came up.
Yeah.
And it's a waste of money. One. And two, like, honestly, it's not even worth it. Like, yeah, if you're like a big content creator and like you go around like reviewing food or like toys or I don't know, electronics, like then maybe, but like what happened to like working hard to getting that verification check mark? Like,
man, we're tired of working hard.
I know that, but like I'd rather work hard than spend on a check mark.
It's $180 a year. I think from a business standpoint, for businesses, that's not bad. Like, I could probably do that.
Yeah.
For the business aspect, not for me personally. I mean, you know, people know me. If they see me at the shows and stuff, they know who I am. Like, maybe when I start speaking and I have the book out, then maybe, oops. I didn't mean to say that I was working on a book. But when I'm working on, you know, these other projects, like, you know, I've been kind of trying to like lay back a little bit because I am working on 3 really big projects from DMC and for myself. So like when I have to start hitting the road again to do those things, yeah, maybe a blue check mark might help, you know?
But is it going to help? Like, is it going to help? Is it going to make you be like, oh, that's Martha from MDMC? Like, or is that like, oh my God, that's MDMZ? Like, I don't think so. Like, you know, you work hard to make that content to be like, kind of get yourself out there and known for what you are. Like, is that blue verification going to do anything for you? Besides being like, okay, that's the official page. That's the official person. I'm not going to a spam account, because nowadays now the spamming's still going around. Everybody's trying to be like somebody and steal money.
Yeah.
And yeah, does it help? Yeah. Like, I get it. But like, is it going to help and be like, oh, you're as well known as like Nike, Reebok, all these name brands like out there? Like, no, because, you know, you work hard for what you want. Like, not even Louis Vuitton or any of these other like big name brands have the check mark. Like, I don't think they care about that.
So I'm actually looking at, and the reason I'm on the phone is because I am looking at the people who did buy it. Cause I was, again, WrestleCon weekend, I was slam packed, you know, LA, it was busy. So, but I was going through my stories and to see who viewed them. And I'm like, well, how did so-and-so get a check mark? Cause I didn't realize what had happened. It kind of happened without me knowing, but I see quite a few people that have one, and it's kind of funny because I'm like, all right, you guys are willing to pay it, all right.
I feel like, because do they give you like a yearly, or is just the monthly?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't think
I forgot. I think it was just monthly at one point, but maybe they do a yearly thing now. But I'm like I can see it, like people just doing it monthly for a couple of months and then being like, I can't afford this, or I can't pay for this anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like when you have your yearly subscription of Netflix and HBO and Hulu and whatever else, like there comes a point where like, am I using this? No. Okay. Right. So like, I feel like it's cool for now, but afterwards, like it's not gonna.
I also feel, I think if you're someone might want to hack an account or take an account away, because we've seen that happen. We've experienced that. I think maybe having the blue check mark is a little bit more of a security that maybe your account may not be hacked. Although I don't know, because that happened with Twitter with someone else we know, that I guess like some Middle Eastern people took over a Twitter account of a friend we know.
Yeah.
And we can never get it back and it was verified. So I don't know what's going on over there at Twitter, but you know, with Instagram, I kind of feel like it might also help as a fail safe. I honestly feel like maybe they shouldn't have allowed it for everybody. Maybe just businesses. Anyone that has a business account, hey, you can get a check mark now. Not, you know, not, I don't want to say names, but.
I feel like it should just be good for business, actors, actresses, maybe somebody that's an author.
Someone who's a little bit more prolific.
You know? Yeah. Maybe if you're like a big time streamer, I guess, but like, do you really need that? No. Yeah, I think like that's it because like I can look up Nike. They don't have it. They're well known for what they are already. Like, does Nike need a blue check mark? Like, no.
On Instagram,
I think so. Yeah, let me see. Okay, they do have a black
they blue do check. Okay. Nike women, they all do, all those accounts do.
But like I don't, like, it doesn't matter. Do you need to be well known? That's my thing.
Okay. Do regular people need to be well known? No. I'm sorry. If you're a regular dude or girl that is just, you know, living day to day, you know, you don't have much going on in your life, and
you know, not even like the OF people have it. Like, do the OF people need it? No. like, come on, man.
I don't know how OF works, so I don't know. I can't speak on that.
Well, you know, there's some free accounts out there. So.
I'm just kidding. I've been on OF. It acts like Twitter. It's weird. I don't like the interface of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just another page where you can post things and pay.
Yeah.
Even that. How do you feel now that we're on the blue check topic? How do you feel about this Instagram with the subscriptions? Like, once you hit like 10,000 followers and you can pay for a $5 subscription and you get a bonus or something like that? I even forgot.
First of all, I can't get people to care about what I post. Yeah. Much less are they going to fucking pay for a subscription. Like, you know, I feel like, as a society, as people in general, we are always like, well, you and I know, we're on the go all the time. We have shit going on left and right. And, you know, it just, if I'm going through social media, I'm going to scroll. Now, there are times like last night where I had a little time to like sit there and watch TikTok or whatever. I was scrolling through and sending you guys videos. And sometimes, you know, I'll sit there and like it. If I really do like it, I'm going to like it. But I also know, as a marketing coordinator, manager, director, everything, that I'm in the space, I know that like helps that person. And so I've been noticing, I've been liking a lot of shit just to help them out, because that's just me. But in general society, with people like just regular, like you, who doesn't work in this space, you're like, oh, fuck that. Just scroll. And you guys are just scrolling. So, like, for me, I feel like, I don't know if it's just like I'm not making enough compelling content. I don't know. Like, you know, and it's a weird thing for me to say, because I'm in this position and I help clients with their stuff.
Yeah.
But I can help them succeed all day long. Me, I'm like, no, I don't know what else to put.
Well, I think like for you as a company, like, no company needs like, I think it's what you do and how you do, but at the same time, you do a lot. And like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, you only do this and this, because they think they know what you do. But no, you put a lot into effort. But like, what is a verification or a subscription or whatever people like to do and spend their money on? Like, you can get it without paying. Like, it's the thing. Yeah. And not trying to say like, oh, you can get everything for free from your company. Like, no, like, you know, there's certain things that like, you need somebody, you need an expert. You need an expert to really understand the algorithm, the numbers, the don't buy fake accounts.
The fake followers, yeah.
The fake, the fake accounts, the fake followers. What else? You know, there's a lot of things that people pay subscriptions for, and then like you get nothing out of it. And the same way where like you don't pay for nothing, and you could either blow up or not blow up. Like, but like, there's no real need for it. Like, when I saw that on Twitter too, because Twitter was the first one to start the
Elon.
Yeah, like, I was just like, do you really need a blue check mark? Like, I'm like, you should. Blue check mark was a privilege. Like, that was a privilege. Mm-hmm. And now it's like the whole country can get it. Like,
yeah.
Like, I remember when the blue check mark was the thing, and you had to verify yourself and show ID and be like, oh, you're a business, okay, show your business stuff, and then you'll get approval for a blue check mark or whatever they called it.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, okay, I'm gonna pay this amount and I can get a blue check mark on my IG, on my Facebook, on my Twitter. Sure. I wouldn't be surprised if TikTok does it next, but then TikTok is probably getting shut down. So,
well, and that's a whole other can of worms for another show. But
yeah.
I feel like when things like this happen, okay, so Elon started charging $5 for the check mark. Where does that money go? Like, I want to know from the other side of it. Okay, we're going to charge all of these peons to pay for a blue check mark. We're going to allocate this fund to this or this or this. And so if this thing is true that we saw, they made $660 million. Okay, and that was just in one day. They sold that in one day. So that means it's probably increased now. That means they're set to, well, okay, well, it depends. Was it at $15 a month or was it an annual fee of $180? So if it was at a monthly rate, that means they're going to continuously keep looping in $660 million a month for all the fuckers that went and bought a check mark. So then I'm asking, what is Zuckerberg doing with that money?
Yeah.
You know, like, what does that go to? Like, are you working on new tech? Are you working on, like, is this going to your employees who are working so hard? Like, where does that go? Literally, that's from what I was looking at it. I guess because my brain is hardwired the other way, as not as a consumer, but more as someone who works on it from the other side. I'm just like, what are you doing with that? Like, that blows my mind. Like, I can be Zuckerberg, I have so many questions. So many questions.
All right. So this is the Meta Verified, which, you know, you can find on IG. It says enhances verification, letting your followers know it's real. It's a real you, which is cool. Fine. But like on your personal page, like, do you need people to know that it's the real you? Like,
I don't think if people are watching, they know. Like, if they see my stories, they know it's me.
Yeah. And then our proactive protection, avoid impersonations with active account monitoring. Like, you don't need that. Like, I know there's extra steps you can do to do like a Google verification. You know, you get your account like super locked, where like sometimes if you have a problem getting in, there's another way for you to get in.
Two-step verification.
Yeah, so then you don't get hacked. Because that's what I've done to all my pages, and I've always gotten those emails. Oh, you forgot your password. Was that you? I delete those because I know for sure that wasn't me.
Just funny you mentioned that. I did have a couple of times where that was happening to me. Someone, I don't know who out there is trying to get into my stuff.
I don't know either. And I get it. I haven't gotten in maybe 2 months now, but like January was like almost every day I got an email saying, oh, did you forget your password? Oh, you tried to log in, but you was unsuccessful. And I was just, and even last year too, I was just like, yo, like, who really wants my personal page? Like, I only got what, 1,014 followers?
They want those thirst messages.
Yeah, they definitely want those thirst messages.
Hope you use disappearing pictures.
Yeah, like, they're dry. My IG is dry, okay?
damn, sadness. Ladies, hit this man up.
Fucking dead. The other one was, let's see, the other perk. Direct support gets help when you need it from a real person on issues that matter to you.
Now that I would like.
Hold on. What kind of direct support? Because like,
that is true though.
Talk to anybody on Instagram. You got to email them. You can't. Mm-hmm. You don't call. You don't send a text. There's no chat button where you click and be like, oh, I need help with this. Can you help me? And a robot comes to you and tries to help you first before you get connected to an actual virtual person. So like, what direct support are you getting? Because yeah, like,
I want a direct representative. Like, let's say I can call Sheila at like 3 a.m. and be like, yo, Sheila, my Instagram is acting funny. Can you help me? And Sheila's like, yeah, sure. And she's yep. like someone I have a phone, like active campaign. Now, this is, we're going on a different route here, but active campaign, same thing. I used yep. to send support messages to them all the time. And I think at one point, because I was working on a really big project a couple years ago, but I actually went into a rotation of all, like everybody. They're like, oh, hey, Martha, what's up? So all active campaign knew me at that yeah. point. And to the point where they have an office in Australia, and the guy that was helping me the most down there, I had a direct number to him. So I'm like, yo, Nigel, like, can you check this out real quick? And he's like, yeah, sure. So like, if I get that type of support, I'm all for it. I'll pay you $180 a month.
Yeah.
But more than likely what it is, it's an AI bot.
Yeah. It's a robot that's probably just going to try to help you. And then if not, then you got to have to email support. Like,
or all of this money that they're making off these check marks actually got enough people to help with the support. So maybe it's real people. Like maybe they funded
yeah.
employment that way. That
yeah, maybe they have like a support center, a call center, you know?
Possibly.
And then the last one is exclusive extras, which is express yourself with stickers only available to the Meta verified mm-hmm. subscribers. Like, that sounds like a TikTok thing. That sounds like, I don't know if people use Discord or a lot of you should probably know Discord.
I don't know what it is.
Discord is a basically like a place to chat, make a group, make tabs of certain things. And yeah, it's free, but then like you get the extra perks of like stickers and like, you get like a little fancy bar or you could create your profile. And I'm just like, I have $5. Don't get me wrong. But do I have an extra $5 to be like, oh, I want fancy stickers and
$15 for this one.
Yeah. No.
I just feel like, yes, I think it's a great opportunity for anyone who's been working really, really hard to get that milestone. But then I also feel like, now I just bought my milestone. So it's a double-edged sword. I see the perks, the pros and the cons
yeah.
of it, but it's, you know.
And the funny part is too, so they take 48 hours to verify you. Plus, it might take a little longer. And if you don't get verified, of course you get refunded. But mm-hmm. then it's just like, well, I'm not verified. You know, then you're gonna
wonder what's the checks and balances on their end.
Like, there's a lot. There is like more to it, but I'm not gonna read the whole. Learn about it more. So like, it is $14.99 a month. There's no like yearly thing. So like, you're literally spending $15 a month. And that's probably not even with taxes. So like, let's say like 15 and 10 cents or 25 cents, but you're literally spending $15 and some change for a check mark that do you really even need? Yeah. If you're well known, you're well known. I feel like that.
I mean, yeah, no, I totally get it. And I think that they're trying to sell you on the perks. I think with my personal account, because I didn't get that, I do have a violation. I have one violation.
On your personal?
Yeah.
Violation on what?
So at the beginning of the year, yeah, because I share such scandalous content. No, at the beginning of the year, I was just sharing stories, and one of them was like, my goal for 2023 is to not spend money like I move bricks for Chapo. And that got...
Did you get flagged?
I got flagged for that. So, like, if I go to my account... Oh, Meta Verified. Okay, I got it then. Let me see. It says, you know, your account is not in good standings. You do have one violation, blah, blah, blah.
That's what it says on yours?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
So I'm like, are you kidding me?
I didn't get that. So I guess I'm clean.
Yeah, if you ever go into your settings and you go into, is it settings and privacy?
Listen, I've been saying some wild stuff on IG, so I guess nobody's really have flagged me.
I don't know, and that's what I mean, and this is where the conversation will go deeper. I think I overthink a lot of things, but also I think maybe I'm right. Because, yeah. You know, I mean, we all have haters, and I think somebody was just hating on me one day. You flag. And so, and I know, because I see who's watching me, and I know who supports and who doesn't. And, like, you know, that's why I said maybe I'm just not likable. And maybe that's why I just have lurkers, not likers.
Yeah. No, we all have lurkers. Like, I literally, like, you know, especially when you post reels up.
Yeah. Like,
reels is, like, the thing where, like, they were like, that's how you're going to get more followers and viewers and blah, blah, blah.
Which bullshit. Like,
which, yes, it is BS because, like, I've gotten, so, like, one video that I've shared with Martha and Eddie, like, it wasn't that serious of a video, but, like, it blew up to, like, 20, it's at 31K right now. I don't have 31K followers.
Word.
I've gotten a few followers, yes. But I don't have 31K followers. Like, you would think that, okay, my video is so big that people want to drop and see more or, you know, but no, like, it doesn't work that way. And I think that's how, like, they get you to think, like, oh, if you do this and that, you get more.
Which is weird because I think in the beginning, because I'm looking at my stuff now, like, some stuff had 2,000 followers, like some had all my New York stuff. Oh, that's like 6,000 followers, 1,000 followers, 3,000 followers. But then now it goes down to like I'm down back to like 100 views, mm-hmm. not followers, views. That's what I've been talking about. And then like the stupid video of me like popping a cork at this party, like, and it was a slow mo 45-second video, got 22,000 views. But do I have 22,000 followers? No, I don't.
No, like. It's weird. Like, they make it sound all good and lovely, and then it's just like, all right, I'm gonna do that because you said this is what your analyst people are, I guess, assuming that's what they see. But it doesn't work for everybody. Like, it literally doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah, this one was like, see your gym side, girly side, business side. Mm. That was like a trending thing, and I only got 187 views on it. Because yeah. I was like, well, I'm doing all these things. I can show all that. And
yeah, just like the one I told you to do on TikTok too. Like, oh, this is trending and you didn't get
nothing. Oh, my God.
But then, like, you did another trend and then, like, your stuff blew up.
You know what's crazy? Which is funny because I'm like, all right, let me put my best thirst traps. And these are all pictures that no one's – well, maybe someone saw. But not everyone saw. And so I was like, let me throw the best ones I have. And I only got 421 views. I felt like such a loser. I think I only have 18 likes on it.
Yeah.
But then the other trend was like 677 views. So like I tried to thirst on TikTok. It didn't work. And then we did the follow train, which got me a bunch of followers. Mm. And now like I'm getting more likes and stuff. And then my last video where I was laughing at Hailey Bieber telling Selena Gomez to tell everyone to stop making fun of her. Like I said that shit was funny. That one was 3,700 views. So that's like my highest video on TikTok. And, you know, I get it. Like both of these companies are trying to figure out what they're doing. Like I don't, and I understand it's crazy and all this shit. And I hope, you know, I think TikTok, I really don't think TikTok's going anywhere. It lost on the Senate, and so it would have to pass through the House, and I don't think it's going to pass. So I think and all of that is regulating. It's regulating people and their information they're obtaining. If you really want to get deep into it, that's what it's about. It's not an American company. It's a Chinese company. Yeah. And of course, you know, if you look at the world in itself, you know, we obviously, you know, China is a competitor of ours that could possibly take over, you know? So yeah, I could see where people are weary, but when you see the TikToks of people be like, this is what the data that China is getting from us, and it's people doing stupid shit. I'm like, I don't know what data, like, I really don't know what they are quote unquote worried about if we're really doing stupid shit online. I think what it is the news information that gets passed. Stuff that we don't see on the news or on Facebook or on our feeds or whatever is being reported there.
Yeah. So I have a friend that works at TikTok, but as a, like a third party. So she goes through, you know, all the TikTok videos, mm-hmm. make sure it's not stupid, make sure nobody's harming themselves, make sure like there's no pornography, there's nobody showing off a gun, you know, something that
violent nudity, sex,
yeah, all that stuff, any violations, like she either flags them or delete them. That's her job. So like, but like, it's crazy because, you know, they work from a certain time, whatever, you know, they don't work throughout the night, but I've seen stuff on TikTok like it should not be there. I've seen some wild stuff, and like, and it's not like, yeah, I've seen it like 4 or 5 in the morning, because that's usually the time I get up for work. Yeah. But like, if you're on TikTok and maybe, and I'm not promoting this, no, guys, I'm not promoting this, but if you're on TikTok like 2 or 3 in the morning, if you keep going through that For You page, because, you know, after a while, you know, it is for you, because TikTok learns the algorithm of what you like. But like, sometimes you see some things.
I haven't seen anything because I've been in this weird, I am in this weird sleep pattern right now. I'm trying to break. And so typically my bedtime used to be 4 in the morning. I know, I'm trying to revert back. I'm really trying. I think the trip to WrestleCon really kind of reverted me, but I scrolled through. I never saw anything that was weird or crazy around those times. I don't know what you'd be seeing on that end. So, but it also,
let's just say, like, some, like, you know, you should be going on to a website for that.
Like OF?
Yeah, no, more than OF.
Oh, okay.
Like, sometimes it's full-blown showing.
Really?
Or sometimes you just see, like, a blank screen, but you hear it.
Goddamn, why aren't you sending those videos? I want to see.
The thing is, if you're not up to see it, it's going to probably be either gone or deleted.
Same thing. Man, send me a message. Yo, you awake? Check this out.
Sometimes on IG, too. You know that, what page is that, though? You know, the same thing for the For You IG page. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you see some stuff there, too. And especially, like, the people that go live.
Yeah.
Like, They ain't just saying like, hey.
Which is crazy to me, because you, like, literally these social media companies have given people the ability to do live things and to get on there, but like, you can't control people do when they're live. Like, you know, we've seen people, we've heard of people like shootings or, you know, car accidents or whatever. Like, it's nuts that they were live and stuff was happening. Which is crazy that they would allow. I mean, I get it from a broadcasting standpoint, from, you know, doing shows and whatnot. I used to go live all the time. I don't do it anymore. Mm. But
yeah, you used to.
I remember that was a cool feature. I'm like, hey, I can be like a celebrity too. I'm gonna do it. And that was before I was anybody. I mean, I was just someone working for Power Rangers at the time on a low end spectrum of that, but but yeah, I think it's nuts to, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen anything crazy like that. I would have screenshot it and been like, yo, check this out. Because I'd be like, yo, this is wild. But, you know, I think when you look at social media in general and what it's done, I had just submitted an application somewhere to do something. And one of the questions that I had said I wanted to work on was the power of media. Is it even, do we even need media anymore? Social media tells us everything. We know before the media knows sometimes.
Yeah, there's, you know, like, especially on Twitter, like, because things get leaked out, but like, yeah, sometimes I know about it and then, like, you know, you or Eddie show me and I'm like, yeah, I saw that like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just no leakers. Like, I don't want to say thank you to the leakers, but sometimes thank you to the leakers, because like, we know ahead of time of things.
Yeah.
Social media is a dangerous world and a dramatic world too.
I think, I mean, it's, and it's funny because when I look at it, I think there was a documentary out on Netflix about, and I tell my interns to watch this all the time, it was the fact that Zuckerberg and the 2016 election, like how it got infiltrated and how someone on the inside knew that Facebook was doing these things. And because, and this is where it gets funny, I'm actually doing a lot of paid advertising through Facebook for clients because no one knows how to do it. Yeah. And it's a super complicated thing if you don't know how to get into the back end of Meta and run an ad. The amount of data that Facebook has collected, like, we can narrow down when we do advertisements, people's interests, how much money they make, what kind of car they're driving. Like, we can really fine tune a client's target customer in that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did that for another client. She's like, we're starting to get leads. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, people don't know how to fine tune it that way. But yeah, it's a, and you know, for me as a marketer, awesome. Great. I can get my client leads. On the flip side of it, I'm like, Facebook knows more about me than I know about me. And like, on the flip side, I'm like, wow, that's a lot of data. Like, how, yeah. And we don't know what they have on us. Like, yes, we have chosen to put, you know, because Facebook at one point was a really big deal. I'm not on Facebook anymore. I usually, if I'm somewhere, I post a picture on IG and it goes to Facebook. You know, like, I'm not, and I use, and I still keep it because I have to have it to run all of these pages I'm running for my clients. Like, I have 50 plus pages that I'm in the middle of trying to get rid of people I'm not associated with anymore, or I don't need to be with, or whatever. But I have a shit ton of pages that I can go back in through the Meta side and I can see stuff. Yeah. And it's an interesting complex. I'm actually going to get on a call with Facebook here in a minute regarding those ads. But yeah, I think when we look at it from both sides, it's a double-edged sword. Yes, it's great. We have social media. We can do all these great things. We can connect with people. And I, as a marketer, can also get customer leads. But at the same time, it's like, all right, well, if Facebook gathered all that, why wasn't Congress that upset about it? And why are they like focusing so much on TikTok? And I think the reason was, I think it was found out, you know, Zuckerberg paid a lot of the congressmen that, you know, are involved to like go against TikTok because he's trying to make his own version of it, which.
Look, just I think China should just sell it out. Like,
yeah.
Like, they'll get so much money. What a lot of these probably influencers get met, you know, fucked. More than likely, yeah, because, you know, of whatever, you know, rules, regulations, you know, once this gets sold in the States, like, the rules and regulations are definitely going to change. But maybe it's just make it easier. Just freaking sell it.
Yeah.
Don't lose the money you already put into the company. Gain the money.
For sure.
Like, but I don't know.
That's what I think with, I know this is off topic, but, you know, Vince McMahon just sold, his company. He sold WWE to the parent company of UFC. And I was talking to a couple of wrestlers who are still very actively involved in the company. And I'm like, yo, why would Vince, who started this with his dad, like, sell off the family legacy? Like, yeah. You know, for me, like, I can't see myself selling MDMC. I just can't. And one person said, well, I mean, duh, take the money and go do another business. And I'm like, yeah, but will it be as successful?
Grow another business after making a business.
But would it be as successful as this? I think it's far more difficult to start a whole new business than to maintain the one you have. Like, it's hard. Like, it's like, I, you know, I've talked to people many times who were associated with one business and they're like, we're going to start our new one. And I was like, why? You have everything here. You have your base here. You're starting from scratch over here. Fuck that. I don't care how much money I have. I'm not doing that. Like, this is my babies. These are my babies and my, I care. These are my babies back. Oh, wrong way. These are my babies back here. Mine is facts of life. I don't own that. But those three, like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine calling Eddie one day and be like, all right, your work is done.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd probably be relieved, but.
Probably.
But he'd be like, what? You know?
Yeah.
Poor Eddie.
And then now I think social media is stopping to pay influencers. So it's just like, social media is probably going to die down a bit with these influencers.
There's no incentive anymore.
It's not going to get incentive. Yeah, exactly. Like, they probably already get incentives with, like, doing a review for, like, let's say these people that do food reviews. Like, they probably get free food. Maybe. I know a lot of them say they don't, and say they're only doing it to do it. But the ones that probably do, yeah.
So I am... So I am so enthralled with TikTok and the influencer thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of this beauty makeup influencer. Her name's Michaela. She did a review for a mascara and she was like, this is going to change everything. And it was by L'Oreal. And for whatever reason, it wasn't a sponsored post. It was just a regular post. So,
yeah.
But if you download the video, it'll say, you know, sponsored something. Like, she put letters on the bottom where it was hidden. So L'Oreal could pay her, I guess. But anyway.
Yeah. If you put like hashtag ad or sponsored or something like that.
She put the mascara on. She's like, wow, this is going to change everything. We're like, girl, that is a fake eyelash. What are you doing? And people were like zooming in. Like, this was a thing for weeks. Jeffree Star came out of retirement to review the shit. Like, wow. He was on it. I'm like, oh my God. And then now there's a bunch of these videos coming out about this girl who she has a very thick Boston accent. And people saying that she played it up because she actually worked at a university and she speaks normally like you and I. And I'm like, the fuck? Like the length of things that people have gone through to be influencers. And like, this chick has money, honey. She's got makeup companies flying her out. She went out to the Super Bowl with Fenty. Like, Fenty hit her up and be like, hey, come out. She was just in LA for Rare Beauty. Mm. And so I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, and me as a marketer, I'm like, how did I not pick up on doing any of this? But I'm not a makeup girl. I'm not like, I am not that person that's going to sit there and be like, hey, check out my review.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'm one lateral. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have one thing that I love that I could sit here and be like, here's my review. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can. You could definitely do that with what you do. But, you know, and so, yeah, these influencers, I like it. I'm like, all right, good for you fuckers. Like, how dare you? Because I didn't think of it to make money.
A lot of them are, to me, tell me, let's say I'm going to talk about like food reviewers because I like to eat. Sorry.
Yeah.
But a lot of these food reviewers, and I think this is why I like the ones that rank them more than just be like, oh, check out this spot. They have yummy chicken and yummy rice. And oh, if you check out the desserts, they're the best. Mm-hmm. No, no. Like I follow some food reviewers and I've gone to their places, especially the ones that like go to New York.
Yeah.
Because maybe I haven't seen it or I've been wanting to check it out and I haven't, and I just happened to saw the review. I've gone to at least a few. Crap.
Well,
and I'm like, are you just getting paid because you're getting free food, or are you getting and you're just saying, oh, this chicken is bomb, this rice is good. If you get this plate, it's amazing. Like,
all right.
No. I like the few reviews that be like, oh, 1 through 10, this one is a 4, this is a 5. Like, or like the ones that be like, oh, I'm giving this a 6, but maybe for you it'll be an 8 or 9 because I'm not that type of person that really liked it, but I wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. Like, I like those honest reviews because the ones that just be like, oh, this is yummy, this is this, isn't that? Like, is it really yummy or you're just getting paid to say that it's yummy?
Yeah.
Like, that's how a lot of these, I feel like these food reviewers are not all that great.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what happened to us when we were in New York. Remember, we went to that one spot and we were like, oh, yeah, I saw this. It was really good.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, like, we went and we're like, all right, can we have one of your drinks? Like, what are you famous for? And she's like, we just have regular drinks. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. She's like, oh, we're just regular. Like, what? So what the hell was like, blown up for?
I was like, why are we here?
Yeah, like I ordered one time this like chicken spot that's like not too far from here. And I was like, all right. They said it's good, crispy chicken, like very good and flavorful. And then I got it whack, like soggy as hell. Like I was just like, this is what you guys were talking about. And I'm like, okay, maybe a dine-in experience would be better because, you know, I got it delivered. I went in for the dining.
No. Well, see, that's because influencers are now getting paid to say a positive review. And that's where this makeup chick got in trouble because she was like, 5 products I'm really not in love with. And those 5 products were the ones she was paid to say they were great. I was like, why are you calling yourself out? Like, what?
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
So, for me, that's crazy from the marketing standpoint, because I've had people say, well, you know, you should get an influencer to do this and to do that. And I have heard horror stories from other people saying, yeah, we try to use an influencer. They just took our merch. They didn't even do anything. Mm-hmm. And so they're just taking stuff and running. So I feel like, and I know businesses who have made separate departments just specializing in working with influencers. And I'm like, that's not going to last long. Like, and I knew that. I'm like, y'all shouldn't even dedicate that all that time to that, because you just never know on the other end what that person's going to do, you know?
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of these companies now that reach out to you be like, hey, would you like to check out our brand and blah, blah, blah. We'll allow you to choose, let's say, 2 t-shirts. You just got to pay for shipping.
I mean, I think also Bolda was the predecessor to the influencer were the bloggers. Now the bloggers were the ones that started that up, where mm-hmm. they were going and getting stuff done. Because I remember doing that. I had when I got my first job ever in marketing. I was an intern at a company in San Diego, and they're like, "Hey, can you find bloggers that can go to this and check it out?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So I coordinated it, did everything. They went to the spa that we were working with and they were like, oh, well, we really didn't like this. We really didn't like that. It was really cheap. But I'm like, you do understand it's a beauty school, right? Like, we just want positive stuff written.
Yeah.
And so please write positive stuff. Like, don't nail them like that, because that's, you know, that would defeat the purpose of you getting shit for free.
Yeah.
And so the way we told them to write it, they did. So I know from that part of it, like, it's all fake. Like, the internet is fake. Everything is fake. Like,
that's why the same thing with Yelps. Like, I don't believe them all the time, because like, some people are just really out to get you. Sometimes it's competitors going to your Yelp and saying like this place was whack, the food wasn't great, or the customer service was horrible, or like you should never buy their sneakers there because they're fake. Come to us. Mm-hmm. Like go for yourself.
Right.
When you're looking at reviews. Like, yeah, read the reviews, go in a mindset of like, okay, I'm gonna go, but knowing maybe the customer service won't be great or the food won't be that great. Like, you know, because sometimes you just gotta go, or just go with an open mind, just knowing that, okay, it might not be great, but maybe my experience would be better. Because like same thing when you go to Comic Cons, like everybody doesn't get the same experience from the same actor. Like
some videos on this.
Videos on that. But like, yeah, like sometimes we can say, oh, I had a great experience with that actor. And then you come out of nowhere and be like, oh, I met the actor you met and it was horrible. Like it's a hit or miss.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you know, and I think, and the thing with Yelp, funny that you mentioned Yelp. When I used to work in the home improvement industry, I worked with a really great owner, probably one of the best owners I've ever worked with in home improvement, because some of those guys are weird. But he was like on point. And he said, I refuse to give my money to Yelp because what Yelp was doing. And yeah, I don't know if we're giving away secrets on it. Well, maybe not. But what Yelp would do is it would make people that had an account do the ads. They're like, if you don't do the ads, we're going to suppress your account. It's going to just be at the very bottom. Mm. And so, but if you do advertising for this, this, and this, we guarantee you X, Y, and Z leads coming through. And then the way they calculate a lead, which is funny because the way a business would count a lead versus Yelp were two different things. They were like, oh, we got you 40 leads. We're like, no, we didn't. If we look at our deals, yes, those came through the door, but some of those died. Like they didn't even make it through the lead process.
Yeah. Like
they didn't schedule an appointment. When they schedule an appointment, that's a live lead. And so they're like, well, that's not how we do it. And so they refused, like they were like, get us on the lowest tier, just get us enough where we can pass with Yelp and just get it through. And so at some point we just flat out got rid of it. And it was funny because we actually started getting more leads when we didn't advertise with them. So it's weird. Like, I don't know what companies do with people's money. And it's bonkers to me. Like, I'm dealing with clients right now who have been screwed over from another person. So they're kind of weary working with me. And I'm like, look, I'm not going to screw you over. And yet I've worked with you for a month and I still haven't sent you an invoice. Like, this should tell you, like, I'm pretty solid.
Yeah.
So
I feel like Yelp is sometimes like they push you, because like I did Yelp for a company for a bit, and you know, they helped, cool, but then they were like, don't you want more leads, don't you want more people coming to you? And I'm like, no, like let them find out for themselves. Now that we're like growing and more people are coming to us, and word of mouth is always great, because like it goes from one person to the next person, to their father, their sister, their brother, their uncle, their grandma, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. And but like Yelp pushes, like they push. And I'm like, stop calling. Stop, like I told them stop calling one time, and then they want to speak with somebody else. And then they were like, sorry, we don't manage this. And then I got on the phone and I'm like, who I need to speak to for you guys to stop calling?
Yeah.
And then I guess they felt some type of way after. And then they really stopped calling. But it's just like, stop pushing what we don't need no more. You did your job already. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I get it. Maybe some people want more and more customers, which is great. But like sometimes more and more customers is more and more problems.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Sometimes it can be way too much to handle.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to wrap this up, but where do we finally stand on the blue check mark? Yay or nay, Lewis?
Don't need it. You won't see me with a blue check mark. Definitely won't see me.
I am super vain and almost did it. Like, I actually sat there. I was at the WrestleCon table thinking of all the accounts I have. I'm like, I could do this, this, this. I was like, blue check marks for everybody. And then, like, I really...
Oh, that's what Instagram did.
And I was, and then that meme came through, or that little information nugget came through, and I'm like, whoa. And so it kind of just stopped me for a minute. I think yay for businesses to have it, nay for the weirdos online that don't need it. Like, I just saw someone who does not need one that has one, and I'm just laughing.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss.
It's hit or miss. But we'll see what happens with the evolution of Instagram, and if Zuckerberg ever rolls out his version of TikTok, I can't wait to see it.
I don't think it's going to last long, though.
It won't. I think Reels was their version of TikTok. I just don't. It just didn't. You know, and it's weird because Jared watches Reels. He's not on TikTok. And so I already watched, like, I watch TikTok every day. You know, I for research purposes. That's what I
research purposes.
That's what I call it. And he will show me a video I saw like 3 days ago. I'm like, Jared, I already saw that.
Yeah.
He's like, I saw it on Reels. I was like, man, get out of here.
Well, yeah, whatever people post on TikTok goes to Reels on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or Facebook, whatever. Because Facebook got the Reels or whatever they call it.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, no blue check marks, people. We don't need them.
Well,
it's people really need them, and I guess want the attention.
It's always good to have you on when we're talking marketing, because we never do this.
Yeah.
We never do this. We should do it more often.
Yes. And before we go, I'll be at, I forgot the name. I'll be at this con in Philadelphia it's one of Rhode Island Comic Con's new con that they're rolling out, and I'll be there. Yeah, that one that Martha said. So yeah, if you see me there, say hi.
Yeah. Do you have any goodies to give away while you're out there, or no? To the fans that see you?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know. Sometimes, you know me. Sometimes I'm like, who are you? Sometimes I'm like, hey. So
I feel really bad. I actually have people like run up to be like, Martha, and I'm like, I have no idea who you are.
it's hard to keep up because, yeah. And it's not because we're being rude or anything, but it's hard to, you know, when you interact with us every day, then cool, we'll remember you, and be like, hey, what's up? How you been? Blah blah blah. But sometimes when it's like, you know, you interact every once in a while and you're just like,
give us a nice introduction first before you come yelling at us.
Yeah, maybe just say like,
oh, we appreciate the love though.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate the love. Yeah. Show more love.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you, like, I was listening to Nicki Minaj on the way in, bitches on my page, not a double tap like me. Yeah, like that.
Oh my god!
Because they don't like me, so double tap if you see my shit on Instagram, on my personal Instagram.
Yeah, just give us we like the comments, but like at least show us something. Like just double tap real quick, even if you don't mean it.
If you don't mean it, just give us some engagement for the love of God. I'm about to. I think I did, you know, I did some stories earlier. I was like, "What do you guys want to see?" And like, no one, like, I had a few. Mention. I'm just like, Jesus, you know what? I'm going dark. The hell with you people.
Yeah, the polls don't help either, because when somebody puts a poll, like, you expect people to engage with you to be like, oh, what should I do next?
Yeah.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
Because I've tried it too and nothing.
It's just, it's a weird world. I get it. We're fast paced, but, you know, we're out here putting in the work. Show some love. And speaking of which, where can people find you, Lewis?
You can find me on my IG, even though I don't really post a lot on my personal page anymore. But you can come say hi and be like, hola, or whatever.
Ladies, fill up those DMs. You know, he says they're dry. So
They're dry, chat. Like, it may be full, but it's dry. It's not full of things that are very interesting. They're just dry.
Same here. Nothing too interesting on my DMs. So, which is good. I don't want any crazy people.
Yeah, I don't really need crazy people too. Just say hi.
All right. And of course, you can find MDMC Entertainment on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok. We haven't posted on TikTok in a while over there, but soon, I guess. And then you can find me, Martha D. Staub, everywhere. Same thing, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, not on YouTube because I have enough with this one. But yeah, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it. And we will see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.